fell anyway, so it's gonna also ask you there, it goes for welding. How long did it take you to get your skills so that they were professional, I guess you could say? That's something I'd like to maybe see about learning myself, but I think I would probably be a pretty poor welder at first. Got another friend, an AM radio friend, he used to work at Tankcom for welding the tanks and that. And I think he said he had specialized, I guess, so. His son's also doing pretty well working off the Alaskan pipeline, so he went into that field as well, too, so. Well, you see, I'd probably like to see by getting an HF radio in the vehicle here for longer trips and that, but I don't think I could really find a good spot here on the workband here for a nice HF antenna, something that wouldn't hit bridges or anything else like that if I'm going around for customer sites, but that would be kind of nice for the longer trip, being able to have like a little bit of a longer QSO. Don't have too many of those. Most of what I do is throughout Metro Detroit. But we might be doing a few more spots where we're working out of town, or I should say out of state, so that would be kind of nice for those kind of trips and that. Being able to, let's say, play around on HF instead of switching from, you know, repeater to repeater. And although I may try something else out too, we do go for other trips with the figure out, see if I can learn how to program my DMR radio. I've got a DM32 for how it programmed for the trips, man, so it would automatically load the repeaters in geographically as you're traveling along down the road, man. But anyways, like I said, just kind of curious, how long did it take you to develop your skills so that they were fully professional? Maybe not perfect, but did it take you like a year or two of working to get it down right, or